everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Unique, Life Starring You. This show airs every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/younique.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here is your host of Unique, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. We are what we are because of you, and we do what we do for you. So thank you so much for being with us. We have a special project here at Unique that's called Pray It Forward. There's a lot of disconcerting information in the media, and studies show that loving energy and prayers and meditation do make a difference. And so we ask that when you see those things, that you just say a little prayer, send a little love their way, and we believe it makes a difference. And so thank you for helping us with that. We have a special treat tonight. We have with us the beautiful and talented Tiffany DeRosier, and I'll share a little bit about her, and then we'll bring her on the program. Tiffany has a Bachelor of Music degree from the University of British Columbia, and she won the British Columbia Provincials in Intermediate, Senior, and National Classic Voice on three separate occasions, and she later represented British Columbia in the Nationals. Her television and film roles include Shannon McNulty in the TV series Millennium, the mischievous Tina in Disney's The Ultimate Christmas Present, and other various principal commercial roles. Tiffany's version of the 1989 power ballad, When I See You Smile, penned by Diane Warren and originally recorded by Bad English, was remixed by Future Freaks, Club Jumbas, who worked with Lil Wayne and Michael Bublé, and it reached the top 10 on the UK pop charts. Tiffany has shared stages with David Foster, Mike Masri, Ben Harper, Jackson Brown, Bobby Kimball of Toto, Loverboy, Colin James, Julie Black, Destino, and Jarvis Church of the Philosophy Kings. Her key performances include the 2000 Olympics, the 2011 Variety Show of Hearts talent show, Urban Rush, CTV Canada AM, Canuck Place charity event, The Gift of Time, and Global TV Christmas show. Tiffany's unique ability to sing both pop and classical styles has led to performance opportunities with the classical crossover groups Il Voce and Classical Nouveau. She is currently a member of the popper group Vivace, and she's going to tell us more about that. Please visit her website at www.tiffanyderosier, and that's TiffanyDeRosiers.com, and please visit her on Twitter as well. Welcome to the program, Tiffany.
Hi.
We're so delighted to have you with us.
It's so good to be here.
Oh my gosh, you're an absolute gem. Absolutely. Tiffany, please share with us a little bit about your experience with music, especially growing up. Was it something that was in your household? Is it something that you knew from the time that you were small that it was going to be your purpose in life? How did that come to be?
Well, when I was young, my dad, I can remember him playing Meat Loaf and Celine Dion around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were two artists that I clearly remember just growing up to. But I used to do, actually, I used to do acting when I was younger, and I didn't really sing too much. Like, I would sing in it was kind of like a, somewhat like a preschool, but it was a little bit more, it was called actually Montessori, so it was a bit of, I guess, it taught, I don't want to say like an advanced learning kind of thing, because it wasn't that, but it basically helped kids to grow their minds a bit in an advanced way at a young age. So we did singing when I was in that kind of school, and then just when I was in elementary school, I sang in music class, but I never really, thought of it as a career until when I was in an acting class. What happened was there were a couple girls there who were amazing singers, and they got all the roles and attention, and I was naturally quite envious of them. And around the same time, my grandmother encouraged me to take vocal lessons because she thought I had potential. And so so my mom around that time put me in the singing lessons, and then that's kind of how the door started opening after that.
Wow, excellent, excellent. So you have been a performer at heart from birth.
I would say actually a little bit later. I know most performers, they say that they started when they were, you know, since they were very, very young, but I would say I was a little bit older, I would say, like okay. nine or 10, around there.
Very nice, very nice. So you really, really took your time to make up your mind.
I did.
Oh, my goodness. Tiffany, please share with us a little bit about what does being an artist mean for you?
I would say being an artist, well, I would say it's pretty much, in an artistic way, being original and expressing yourself in a way that doesn't modify yourself or your beliefs to please someone.
Ooh, I like that. Excellent.
Thanks.
Excellent. Share with us a little bit, Tiffany, about what does it mean being a classically trained singer who also sings opera and pop, and how you combine those, and also how that training complements one another.
Right. Okay. So I started out classically trained, and it's been a huge part of my background in singing. So at certain points, you know, sometimes depending on what the project was, once I started singing more pop stuff, I didn't want to affect certain people's opinions of my music. If it was more of a pop project, I didn't want them to think of me as a classical singer, so I would kind of shy away from that, or say if I was submitting my bio for something, I would modify it, you know, to try and shy away from it a bit. And so it's kind of, I don't know, recently I've kind of thought that maybe I should actually embrace that more, because it is, you know, it is part of my background, and I don't think it's something to shy away from at all. And also in being an artist, that just kind of goes back to your last question a bit, staying true to who you are. I was classically trained, and I do sing both. And when I was just getting into pop singing, I was around maybe 14, and I went into a voice lesson with a teacher, and he told me I had to choose between them. And I wasn't ready at all to choose, and I'm still not ready to choose. That's why I a lot of the projects I do combine both. So what I did was I took it kind of as a challenge upon myself to, I guess you could say, prove him wrong. And I ended up writing a song that had both pop and classical in the same song. The pop, like the verses, were very pop style, and there was a riff that went throughout it that was like the hook was an opera hook, and so that song actually created some kind of cool opportunities for me, and started to get me a little bit more noticed because of that. So a lot of the stuff I do now, it's not so separate. Like I don't sing pop and opera in the same song, but I would say that my voice naturally has a bit of a classical overtone to it when I'm doing the more pop style songs, and that's what I would describe my style as.
Wow. Tiffany, one of the things you spoke about is almost taking what you were told as a challenge to show what you could do. And I know that sometimes when people get critiques or input, especially from teachers and that sort of thing, or even their family, sometimes it can deter them from exploring their talent and pursuing their dreams and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to aspiring artists out there, whether they be young or maybe a little bit older and maybe in a career they don't like and are thinking, oh, they'd really like to move forward with music or art or dance or whatever it is? What advice would you give them?
Well, definitely, if I personally, if I was not to do music and I was to go into something else, because that's something when I was going to university, I had the choice to decide between music and sciences, and I just knew that if I did the sciences that I wouldn't have any time to do any music, and I just knew I was going to be unsatisfied. And I think it's really important to, you know, create your life and your lifestyle so that you're happy. And so I would definitely encourage them to go into it. And I know, like, some parents will try and, you know, deter their kids, like, I guess change their minds from going into music and pursuing that. And I think it's great in a sense that you'll have a backup, but I also think that they won't be fully satisfied. So I do think it's important to continue to explore it no matter what. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, what I would say on that.
I think that that's a really excellent point, because I think a lot of what's been happening for people, especially the last couple years, is there's so much transition and they're sort of waking up and realizing that they've been in these careers that maybe haven't fulfilled them and maybe are falling away in some respect and saying, well, wait a second, what am I doing with my life? And so I think that that's really excellent advice, because at the end of the day, I think the happier you are in some respects, the more energy you have and, you know, the more passionate you are, and it's just contagious, and really you can be a blessing for other people. And I think that's especially what you do with all the different types of things that you do with your music.
Right. And I think if it's a gift, like if these kids are gifted and they enjoy it, then for sure they should follow through with it. And you know, just see, because then they won't regret it later on as well. And have, like, you know, a midlife crisis or something like that.
Right, and wondering what if.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right, right.
Another piece of advice I might say on that is something that I've considered doing myself actually recently is... I guess kind of exploring the backgrounds of people you admire and people who have been successful, and studying their work ethic and finding out how they got to where they are. I think that's
excellent.
An effective way as well for people who are starting out. I think the younger you can start that, the better.
Ooh, for sure. I think that's excellent. Excellent advice. One of the things I know that Tony Robbins says is that success leaves clues. And so when you model people who are living the life that you desire, it's definitely a step in the right direction. And so I think that that's really excellent advice. Thank you for that.
Tony Robbins, I served him New York fries when I worked at a movie theater locally here.
You did? That's awesome.
Did.
That's awesome. Oh, it's funny how it's all connected, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Tiffany, you have a really beautiful song that you've done called Rise Above, and would love to have you share with us a little bit more about it, and then we'll play a little bit for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're wondering, did you want to...
Yes, if you could just share with us, is there a special story or something about that song? It's such a beautifully uplifting and inspiring song, and was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, basically, that song, I wrote it with my co-writers when we were working on my album, and basically, what catapulted that song was it was kind of the idea of people who are out there who are struggling in life, and I guess giving them, through the song, hopefully, you know, maybe you could affect somebody and give them hope, no matter what their situation is. Just people who are struggling in general in life or whatever the situation might be, we wrote that song so that maybe they could have something to encourage them a bit.
And it's so gorgeous, and I know that you've already received some really positive feedback, and so we certainly appreciate you sharing it with us tonight as well.
Thank you.
For anyone who's just joining us, we're here with the lovely Tiffany DeRosier. Please visit Tiffany's website at www.tiffanydesorier.com. She's on Twitter as well. And we're going to listen to her song, Rise Above.
And now back to the show with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. The beautiful song you just heard was Rise Above by Tiffany DeRosier. Please visit her website at www.tiffanyderosier.com, and that's TiffanyDeRosiers.com. And we appreciate you joining us here, and thank you so much for being with us, Tiffany.
Thanks, Susan.
Yes, and Tiffany, you have such a heart of gold, and I know that you're involved in a few humanitarian projects, and was just wondering if you could share with us a little bit about that.
Oh, of course. There's this project locally, actually, or it's founded locally, but it's a worldwide project, and it's called Voice for the Horse. And basically, they asked me to, or the founder, Yvonne, she asked me to write a theme song for the foundation. I've recently written it with this 13-year-old prodigy from Langley as well, named Cole Armour. And he was on Ellen recently, and he's absolutely fabulous. So we co-wrote this song, and we have plans to have it produced by talented producer, arranger Trevor Hoffman as well, who's from the area, and who I perform with as well. And basically the foundation, what it does is it promotes kindness to horses and all animals through fine arts projects and social media. So it uses a lot of what it does is it uses the internet to connect with kids and with people around the world.
Wow, it's so lovely that you are so passionate about what you do and able to use that to help others in the process. That's fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Tiffany, you've really had some spectacular experiences so far in your career, and was wondering if you could share with us maybe one or two highlights of things that were particularly touching for you or particularly life-altering, where you sort of came out of it maybe a different person or a more enlightened person or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Do you want to hear about like different events I've sung at, or...
It could be anything. It could be some of the amazing things you've done. Like with the Olympics, David Foster, that sort of thing, or anything even personally where, you know, even if it was just something that seemed like a simple event at the time that you came away and was like, wow, that really gave me something to think about or really inspired me.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely been blessed to be able to perform at a lot of different like very neat and quite amazing events. So yes, I did perform at the 2010 Olympics. I performed with my former group Il Voce. We performed actually right before the final Canadian-US hockey game. So it was for the gold medal, and there was like nobody on the streets right before we went on, and we had to wait until the game was over before we were able to go out and sing. And so it was like right after, the energy was huge around the city. Like everybody was so pumped up after that game, and we were able to sing right at that moment, which was pretty amazing. The other time I actually sang twice at the Olympics. So the first was with Il Voce, and the other time was with Classical Nouveau. And okay, well, here's kind of a cool story. So I performed, I performed with Classical Nouveau, and it was absolutely exhilarating to be able to perform at the Olympics. We opened for Julie Black and Alex Cuba, and the audience was so like on fire. It was so cool. Like definitely one of my favorite shows to perform at. And right towards the end, we were singing Hallelujah, and the skeleton racer from Canada won a gold medal right when we were singing that. And so everybody started cheering. And what's really cool is recently I sang at another event, and I actually met him. So that was really cool.
Wow.
Just a couple years later. Yeah, I don't know.
Excellent. I love how things can be so synchronicitous and serendipitous, and it's such a, I think that's one of the wonderful things about the entertainment industry and life in general. How cool. Mm-hmm. How cool. Oh my goodness. Tiffany, like, what's interesting, especially about your career, is you have such a wide variety of things that you've done, which I think, going back to what we were speaking about before, that with your diverse background in terms of that you have the pop and the classical and the opera, I think that that's led to you really having these diverse experiences, which is fabulous.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And a lot of them, most of them end up lining up right in the middle of the two. Like with my new group, Vivace, it's right down the middle. So it's there's two classical singers and two pop singers, and it's kind of like a female-infused Il Divo because there's two men and two women.
Oh, excellent.
So usually it's a lot of the stuff is right in that style, or maybe even a little bit more pop, which is my solo music. I can tell you a couple of other cool experiences if you want. I know you had tweeted that I perform with David Foster.
Right.
So that was definitely an honor to perform for him, definitely. It was when I entered his star search in BC, and I was first runner-up in the Victoria region, which led to two opportunities to perform The Prayer with another singer, Cody Carey. And this collaboration led to the formation of the group that Classical Nouveau, which I used to sing with. But when I performed with David, it was such an awesome experience, an opportunity, and it definitely opened a lot of doors. And I was definitely very, very nervous and intimidated a little bit. But he was very nice to work with, and he really loves singers. And so, it was a real honor to be able to do that.
My goodness, how exciting. How exciting. For anyone just joining us, we're here with the lovely and talented Tiffany DeRosier. Please visit Tiffany's website at www.tiffanyderosier, and that's DeRosier.com. And Tiffany, we have another one of your songs, and it's called Like I Would For You. Mm-hmm. And was wondering if you could share with us a little bit about that song.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that song was written by some great local songwriters here in Vancouver. And I was approached to see if I wanted to include it on my album. So it's a love song, which I always love singing. that's Like I Would For You.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to listen to a little bit of Like I Would For You, and we'll be right back with Tiffany.
There's a space I can reach across when I try. My heart gets lost in your hold back. Your mind, there's a wall that you hide behind. Won't you tear it down like I would for you? Come on and show me.
Now back to the show with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. We're here with the fabulous Tiffany DeRosier, and the song you just heard is Like I Would For You. Please visit Tiffany's website at www.tiffanyderosier, and that's DeRosiers.com. She's also on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you so much for being here with us, Tiffany.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, that's absolutely mutual. Absolutely. You're such a delight. Tiffany, obviously you've done a variety of things, and there's a lot involved in the entertainment and the music industry that sometimes I think people who do not work in that industry may not realize. And so I was wondering if you would be willing to share with us some of what you feel are the highs and lows, either for you personally or just being in industry in general, and just maybe some advice you could offer for people who are just getting into the industry.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So there, yeah, there's so many rewards. I would say to being involved in music, and at some of the shows I do, there's just so many cool experiences. Like recently, I had the privilege of being able to perform with some of the top doctors in Vancouver, or to perform for them. And to me, that was such an honor, because it's like these people save people's lives on a daily basis.
Wow.
And so that was really cool. Just things like that happen all the time. And so in that way, I've been very blessed in that way, for sure. I've met so many cool people along the way, and what I really thrive off of is collaborating with other people and other musicians, and I just love working with talented people, and just the cool experiences that come along with that, for sure. On top of that, it's so funny because, you know, like even growing up, how I would you know, look at certain pop stars, and just it looks so glamorous, obviously, from a distance.
Right.
And then when you actually are involved, it's so different. Like, it is actually something you have to work for sure. There has to be like a work ethic there in order to be successful. I guess an example I could give would be just for touring. So touring, it's so much fun. And when I toured with my group Il Voci last year, we get along so well. Like, we're now we're Vivace, but we're like so tight, and we joke around, and we're like basically like brothers and sisters. Like, it's that kind of bond experience, and I think that helps us to get through a lot of the traveling, because sometimes there's 15-hour travel days, and you don't get much rest sometimes between shows. Like, I can kind of give an example. We would basically travel in the morning, and then get to the sound check. Usually we wouldn't have time between the sound check and our hotel to relax or anything. So we get to the sound check, we have dinner, the girls would do their hair and makeup, and it takes us longer, obviously, than the guys. And then we'd do the show. And then we'd go to bed, and then do the same thing the next day. And then sometimes we'd have a day off, but usually that was a travel day. So it was like a 15-hour day of traveling.
Wow.
So it gets to be very exhausting sometimes. It's so much fun, though. Like, I love it. Like, you're running on adrenaline a lot of the time, which is when I work best. it's funny because you don't see that. Like, you see people doing the shows and you know, maybe thinking they went to the spa in the morning, and it's
right, exactly, that they're just lounging around in their hotel room all day, or seeing the sights in the city, or whatnot. That, right, exactly.
We're lucky because we did get to do a little bit of that, like checking out the cities a little bit. But obviously, if we had more time in between, it would have been nice to check them out a bit more.
To be a little bit more of a tourist, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tiffany, we have another one of your beautiful songs called The World to Me, and was wondering if you would share with us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's another love song. The World to Me. Basically, I wrote that. Actually, at the time, you know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be about somebody that you're, say, per se in love with, but it's, it could be about, like, you know, somebody that you definitely care about, for sure, like a close friend or something like that, somebody that means a lot to you. That's basically what it's about. But I guess when I wrote that song, I was thinking from the perception of probably somebody that I've been in love with. So that's where that song came up.
Oh, beautiful.
And actually, what's really cool, I'll just give you a little tidbit. I actually recorded this song last week in the studio in four-part harmony with my group, Vivace. So that's going to be the new version coming out soon.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, excited to hear it. Excited. For anyone just joining us, we're here with Tiffany DeRosier. Please visit Tiffany's website at www.tiffanyderosier, and that's TiffanyDeRosiers.com. And we're going to listen to her song, The World to Me, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Now back to the show with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you so much for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. The beautiful song you just heard is The World to Me by Tiffany DeRosier. Please visit Tiffany's website at www.tiffanyderosiers. You can also find her on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you so much for being here with us, Tiffany.
It's my pleasure.
Tiffany, you have some unique talents. And I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit about those, including an impression that you do and something special you do while you're sleeping.
Oh, my goodness, that's so funny. Well, I do, okay, I imitate Britney Spears' singing voice.
Okay.
And I actually won tickets to her concert by doing it once.
You did? Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent.
And it's gotten me some, I guess you could say, voiceover kind of work.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
how excellent. Could you, I don't want to put you on the spot, if you're comfortable, could you share a little bit with us right now?
I knew you were going to ask that. It's so funny.
That's okay. Yeah, if you're not comfortable, we can move on.
No, I'll do it. It makes me excited, actually, to do it.
Okay, excellent. That? We're excited, too. All right.
Okay, I just have to make sure I picked the right key. I'm just kidding. Okay, I'll just go for it. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right, yeah?
Oh, my gosh, bravo! That's excellent. Oh, my gosh. I'd be hard-pressed to tell that. It's you. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, no worries. the other talent you're referring to was, okay, recently, last week, I was doing this, I was doing a video shoot with my group, and we were so tired. Like, it was a 14-and-a-half-hour day, and about 12 hours in, we were just singing through our parts that we were going to have to sing along to the video with, and I started like falling asleep while we were rehearsing. Like we were all sitting around, and I just kind of put my head back, and I was singing, and then I just kind of started drifting off, and I suddenly woke up, and I was like, whoa, I just fell asleep, but apparently I was still singing while I was sleeping. And so, and my Mark from my group actually got it on video, and so he's gonna put it online.
Excellent. So we can find that maybe on your YouTube channel as well.
You will be able to. Maybe not my YouTube channel.
Maybe his. Yeah. Excellent. How fun. Who knew that you were so multi-talented, Tiffany? Thank you for sharing that with us tonight. Tiffany, we have another one of your beautiful songs lined up, Alleluia, and was wondering if you could share with us about the meaning that that has for you.
Yeah, well, I heard this song when I was 19, and it was right before it blew up. Like, certain artists had done it, and I ended up performing it at a summer camp. I recorded it. I did, like, a demo of it, and then I went and performed it for my open mic night at the summer camp in LA, and it was the first time I got a standing ovation. And so from that, I really, really connected with that song on a emotional level. And around the same time, like, I'd sort of had my heart broken, and so the pain from that kind of translated, like, I was able to translate that into the song. And I really love singing that song because there's so many things you can do with it, like so many highs and lows with the song. And the lyrics are just so interesting.
Mm-hmm. And great, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that's a little bit about that song. I went in and used most of the demo vocals from when I first demoed it, when I actually recorded it later, I used most of the demo vocals from that. But yeah, I would say that's a little bit of background.
Oh, excellent. It's such a beautiful song, and you do such an exquisite job. And so thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. We're going to listen to a little bit of Tiffany's version of Alleluia, and please visit her website at www.tiffanyderosier.com, and that's TiffanyDeRosiers, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Now back to the show on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us here on YO Unique, Life Starring You. That was a beautiful rendition of Alleluia by Tiffany DeRosier, our guest this evening. Please visit her on Facebook, Twitter, and on her website, www.tiffanyderosier, and that's www.tiffanyderosiers. Tiffany, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tiffany, one of the things that you have done is work with Seth Riggs, and mm-hmm. And for those who may just be hearing his name for the first time, he's worked with the top Michael Jackson, Barbara Streisand in terms of vocal coaching. I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit about what that experience has taught you and what it's been like for you.
Yes, that's where I've trained actually with my pop technique. So there's several teachers that are trained under his method. Undersets method, and my teacher from here, Spencer Welsh, that's who he trained with, and that's the style that I studied under. Basically, I worked with Spencer for, how long was it? Maybe like a year and a half. And in the meantime, I'd gone to I went to two summer camps by the time I met Seth. And that was the LA summer camp because it was his summer camp. And when I was down there, I had a lesson with him. And
wow.
He saw me as a female Josh Groban at the time. And he actually introduced me to my first manager, who managed me until his retirement. So that was a really awesome experience because this manager had been very, very prominent in his time. He managed he actually managed Natalie Cole for 20 years, and he managed the Carpenters and discovered Karen Carpenter.
Wow.
Yeah, and he also was Olivia Newton-John. He managed her as well.
Oh my goodness! Wow, he was a busy guy.
Mm-hmm, he was,
and he brought a lot of. It sounds like he brought a lot of expertise and was able to teach you a lot of things coming into the industry that were helpful for you to know right from the ground running.
For sure, yeah. He encouraged me to songwrite. So I ended up taking a year off school, actually, and just solely songwriting and getting some demos out there to send to labels and stuff like that.
Sweet. And is songwriting something you feel that comes easily for you, Tiffany? Is it just sort of a natural extension of what you already do?
You know, it's kind of funny because I have to be really inspired to songwrite. If I'm in a certain mood, like if I'm really happy, I actually don't songwrite extremely well. But if I'm, I guess, like experiencing some sort of pain, then that's when I songwrite, and that's when it really flows. It's kind of funny. So, I mean, I can songwrite when I'm happy, of course. I found that a lot of the stuff that I've done quite well has been when I've been experiencing, say, heartbreak or some sort of emotional turmoil.
Right, it's very cathartic, right? It gets all those emotions out.
It does. It just, it totally flows.
Oh, excellent. Tiffany, we have another one of your songs lined up, You Don't Know. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Oh, you're going to like this one. okay, so You Don't Know. I actually wrote the song when I fell head over heels for somebody that it was impossible to be with, and I couldn't tell him. Because I'm going to think of how to word this, because he wasn't interested in women. But we're actually friends to this day, and I played the song for him at a later date, and he thought it was very sweet. So.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a, just
yeah.
What an experience for you.
Yeah, so that was one of those heartbreak songs.
Absolutely, and that's really heartbreak because those sorts of things can't really change.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing I could do about it.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for sharing that song with us and that story. We're going to listen to a little bit of You Don't Know. We're here with the wonderful Tiffany DeRosier, www.tiffanyderosier.com, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Wasted heartbeats, restless nights, wasted promise, a story left untold. Why'd you have to shine your light on a heart that you could never hold?
I imagine
you and me together. Attraction. I wanna tell you I'd be lost if I should ever lose you. These arms could never hold you still. This heart can't let go. I always
And now back to Unique with your host, Susan Stackpole.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you were listening to You Don't Know by Tiffany DeRosier, www.tiffanydesrosiers.com. You can also find her on Facebook and Twitter. Tiffany, we have just a few moments left, and was wondering if you would share with us what it is would you like us to know about you and your music.
What I would like to, okay, I would say about my music. Well, it's quite funny because I guess when I first started out in singing, just my motivation to sing has changed so much. And I've come to understand so much more about, I guess, like, my purpose, what I think my purpose is in the world. Basically, the reason why I'm involved in music is I feel, like I was mentioning earlier, with just the advice for kids getting into music. If it's your gift, I think you should follow through with it, and I think it's a waste not to. And I feel like singing is the gift I've been given, and it's the best way that I could help to make the world a better place. Obviously, when I first started singing, one of the reasons why I got into singing was to be able to travel and see the world. And that hasn't changed. That's also another reason why I love to tour. And also, at the time, it was to meet cute boys. you know, it just seemed like such a, you know, exquisite, you know, glamorous life. And just as I've, you know, been more experienced with singing, I've seen that it's, you know, quite different than what I had initially thought. And there's obviously, you know, a lot of challenges that come along the way. And so my motivation has changed. And so I try to, I guess, use my singing to help people and to give back to the world in the best way that I can.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and yeah. I might have met a couple of cute boys along the way, you know.
Nice. Nice that you're able to accomplish everything you wanted to in the process. Tiffany, we have just a moment or two here and was wondering if you have some advice, maybe something someone had shared with you or maybe even like a personal mantra by which you live that you would be willing to share with us tonight.
That's a really good question. A couple of things that stick out. I can remember when I was in grade 7, and I think I was in my French class. My French and science class, because I had the same teacher. And I remember seeing on the wall, there was this quote, and it said, "Shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you'll land among the stars."
Oh.
And so one thing that I guess my mom actually has encouraged me to do is to always try my very, very best with everything I do, because you never know who's going to see it and how it will affect them, or even what opportunities could come from that. So from that quote, I've always tried to, you know, to try my best in everything. And if I don't, I just don't really feel fulfilled completely.
I think that's excellent advice, because you never know who's watching you.
Totally.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that's beautiful. And that leads so well into the final piece of music that you have for us this evening, which is High. And I'm going to have you share a little bit about that in just a second. What's coming up for you, Tiffany, that we should be on the lookout for moving forward?
Well, currently what I'm doing, I'm co-writing three songs right now. Well, the one is the Voice for the Horse song, so that one's written. It just needs to be arranged, and then we're going to demo it. We're looking for sponsors to be able to get the song produced. And so that's one of the songs I have on the go. The other one I'm co-writing with Trevor Hoffman. So he's also going to be producing the Voice for the Horse song. And then there's another couple local writers who also wrote some songs on my, actually no, they just wrote one song on my album that I'm co-writing with as well. So there's three songs I have in the works. You know what, there's one more. So I'm taking Logic Pro lessons, and I'm learning to be able to produce music.
And, wow, excellent.
So this one I'm actually co-producing with my teacher, and it's the first one I've ever done. So I have plans to release more original music, and I'm also doing solo performances for myself and as well with my group Vivace when they come up, and I've been doing some shows with Universal recording artist Cody Carey as well, and I'm in the process of getting a tour in order with Vivace. Another thing that I've recently done is last week I was in the studio with Vivace recording a 5-song CD, so that's coming out in the fall. We'll have that, and there's also going to be a music video released.
My goodness. So you're really just not doing anything. It's pretty much what you're telling us. Just sitting around all day. Tiffany, we have just about a minute left, and we're going to close out the show with your beautiful song, Hi. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Of course. So usually I'm drawn toward writing songs that are darker, but my co-writers and I wanted to write a song that was light and fun, and it's about the high you get off being around someone that you're drawn to. So another kind of love song, I guess you could say. And it's so different from the other material you've heard. It's like, it's very dancey. So
love it. Love it, love it. Tiffany, it just has been such an honor and a pleasure to have you here with us. And thank you so much for sharing your light and your wonderful talent with us. We're just so honored. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely mutual. You're an absolute gem and just such a delight. So thank you, thank you. Yes. And we're going to say goodbye this evening with Tiffany's beautiful song, Hi. Please visit Tiffany's website at www.tiffanyderosier, and that's TiffanyDeRosiers.com, and visit her on Facebook and Twitter as well. And thank you so much for joining us here tonight on YO Unique, Life Starring You.
The stars right here.